97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
5 and 5:30. It's a quick turnaround. So I started out by saying we plan to run it, you know, uninterrupted, but I had to check with the business people to make sure that we didn't have any commercials in there and we didn't have to cut it in half or something. But for everybody who's been asking, it is as live. In other words, we roll the tape, but it's running just as we do it. So from beginning to end, you'll see every second, and it will be unedited, and we will run it without commercial straight through the first half hour of my show.
Well, he likely just finished writing the questions Brett Baer will ask Kamala Harris tonight. It is Todd Pyro.
Yeah, I'm just ordering them. I mean, I wrote them all.
Are they from Wikipedia, Todd?
Don't worry about it. Don't you ask those questions. Come on.
Well, Kamala, she's very familiar with Wikipedia.
For her book?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
By the way, if I sound like I smoked a pack of Chesterfields, it's because yesterday we had the Tunnel to Towers golf tournament.
Oh.
And I golfed with an amazing foursome out of the Midwest there, Detroit, Michigan area, you know, a little bit north of you fine folks there in St. Louis. And I had this cigar that it was really windy, so it kept blowing out. So I literally nursed this cigar over the course of 3 freaking hours. But I, long story short, I smoked a cigar, and that's why I sound like this today.
It's the taste that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. Like right now, I'm going to go home. I thought I'd be clear of it after sleeping it off for like 4 hours and brushing my teeth and eating and drinking. Nope, I'm going to go home. My wife's going to be like, you're done.
What have you done?
You're out. But yeah, so we got the big interview today. And, you know, look, am I surprised that she ultimately caved? I am. I think this is a sign that, I don't want to use the word desperation. I think this is a sign that they know that they need to reach those disaffected Republicans and the Democrats and the disaffected Democrats that watch our air. Because if you look at our numbers, everybody's like, oh, they're right wing. They only have, you know, far right wing. No, that's actually not the case. We overperform. We over-index, as the phrase is referred to, mm-hmm. with Democrats and independents. So if you want to reach those voters, do it. Her campaign people that write the checks know that. That's why you see a lot of Kamala Harris commercials on Fox News, because they're trying to reach the voters that way. And at the same time, it actually works when you use that word democracy, because it is forcing Kamala to come back to the center after, you know, a time where she was the furthest left senator in the entire Senate, more so than Bernie Sanders. Now, you can say, well, she's just BSing to try to win the election, and there's certainly an argument for that. But, you know, we're at the campaign stage, so let's hear what they have to say on the trail.
Yeah. What do you I don't know. Let's say it was Todd Pyro doing the interview and not Brett Baer. What would your first question be to her?
Afghanistan.
Really?
100%.
Because she owned it, right? She said, I was the last one in the room.
Right. Yeah. And I need to understand why they think everything that has happened is a success. Second, border. I need to understand why they think everything that has happened is a success. The economy, I actually wouldn't necessarily ask about the current economy. I would ask her, what is her plan to fix it? I want specific steps, because I think that is where she falters the most, and I think she needs to provide an answer. Because let's say you blame Trump for all this stuff, or you blame Biden, or you blame Reagan for all this.
Yeah.
You need to answer the question, how am I going to solve it? And Trump has a plan. A lot of people do not like Trump's plan, and they articulate how much they do not like Trump's plan. But at least he has a plan. And Kamala's plan is just platitudes. You know, when she first came out with it, I think I had this conversation with you. Well, you know, a lot of platitudes in there, but I'm sure we'll get the specifics sooner rather than later. No, we have not yet gotten the specifics. And you know, look at your calendar, boys. We normally meet on a Tuesday here with you guys on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Yeah.
We're less than 3 weeks because today's Wednesday. So we're less than 3 weeks. People have already voted. Lots of people in Georgia have already voted. You kind of need to give a plan, don't you?
Not that this is a top issue for voters, but I would like to know why she feels it's necessary. Every question to respond with, I was raised in a middle-class family. Can he just tell her, stop, no one cares?
That is the joke. That is the joke. I think she liked it, and as Kamala Harris is wont to do, she has her crutches. And she rationalizes to Charlemagne the God yesterday by saying, you know, people need to hear things three times before they understand it. That's why she sticks to her talking points. I'll give you that on the talking points. But your stall tactic to get into your answer, which, you know, I recognize because I used to do it. You know, if you had asked me a question when I was in local news in Palm Springs, my crutch was like, obviously, and then I'd go into an answer. Obviously, it was always like my crutch word. And then, like, there were times where I was asked a hard question and the obviously didn't fit, and I realized how asinine I sounded. I don't think Kamala Harris has had that come to Jesus moment yet, and her people should probably be having it with her. Or maybe they're worried that if they try to, you know, mess with her now, it could really implode for her, because she is rather inartful at times, and she gives answers that oftentimes help the Trump campaign.
I have high hopes for this interview. I mean, I've watched Brett over the years. I think he sees the opportunity here to pin her down on some of this stuff and just keep hammering her if she won't answer the question, because she never answers the question. And you know, Emma, you mentioned immigration. I would ask her about the Israel policy. I think there are a lot of Jewish Americans in this country who, if they woke up this morning and read the headlines, what they're reading is the American government has told Israel, you will do what we want or we will withhold military aid from you. You're going to do it. And that is not the attitude this country needs to have toward the state of Israel, who's surrounded by enemies. And I think if Jewish voters need to wake up to that, I think that'd be a great question for her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that, but she always has this magical fallback of, well, I'm married to a Jewish man. So when you frame the question in terms of Israel, in terms of the Jewish faith, I think she has a natural out. When you frame it within the context of 13 dead Americans and now terrorists coming to our country that want to do us harm,
right,
because of that rollout, I think that one resonates with more Americans, and it doesn't really give an out. Why did you guys not set the foundation so that when we brought people over from Afghanistan in a nice orderly fashion that they could be vetted? Like, none of that happened because Joe Biden's like, I want to hit this by September 11th. So we have a good anniversary day. And, you know, it was a disaster.
Yeah. I just think it's funny because, you know, there was so much pressure on her, understandably, to do these interviews. And now she's, of course, Fox. I've heard she might even go on Joe Rogan's podcast. But the more she talks, it seems like she's going down in the polls. The latest polls have her down 4 to 5 points since September. And that's really when she started ramping up these interviews.
And that cannot be overstated. Yeah. She is going out. We need to open your mouth. We got to hear.
No, don't open your mouth.
I think the basement strategy worked for Biden. And I said at the time, like, I think she's going to stick to it. I've actually been a little shocked that she's been opening up a little. But to your point, it's gone the other way. And so I don't think she can unring the bell now. She's kind of like, she has to throw good money after bad to see what happens. And that's almost what this is. And I don't want to use the word Hail Mary, even though I use it on air, just because I've used it once today. So this is a last ditch effort. How about we go with that?
Let's do it. Todd, thanks for accommodating us on a different day because of your big golf tournament yesterday. But go get a throat lozenge or something.
Yeah, I know. We raised a lot of money for a lot of people that need it, so that's what's important.
Good for you, brother. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right. See you. Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends first there. Good to get his take on it. And clearly that's why he's the network news anchor there. He knows what questions to ask.
That's right.
It's going to be must-watch TV tonight, no doubt about it. And we'll talk about it tomorrow, right?
Get more at 971talk.com.